Let's talk about some fun coming up this holiday season to Racine at Festival Hall, Festival Park, Memorial Hall, Main Street, Monument Square, everything. We've got a great city here.
We do.
We don't just sit around on our laurels all day. At least I do. I sit around on my laurels. But the people who have to put it together, like you, don't sit around on your laurels
Never.
All day long. Why don't you explain who our guest is today?
Well, we have Don Carrillo.
Well, first of all, Kevin McDougal is here.
I didn't want to introduce myself.
Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is here. Comes in every month to talk about what's going on in the Racine. Now introduce our special guest star.
Yeah, we have a great guest here today. Something we're really excited about. It's the big announcement today. Don Carrillo, who is our partner with the Racine Farmers Market on the Lake, which will be happening next year starting in May, every Saturday from 9 to 1. So something that we're extremely excited about. And Don can tell you her story, but you know, we had this great opportunity to do something that we've been wanting to do since we took over at Racine Civic Center, and we just didn't know how to do it. You know, we didn't know what we didn't know. So we were great. We had the great opportunity to work with someone like Don, who knows the business and has the connections to help us put this together.
I'm going to write that down. I don't know what I don't know.
I use that a lot because there's a lot of things I don't know.
Yeah, when our boss here, Chris, says to me something, I said, well, I don't know what I don't know. That gets me off the hook a lot. Yeah, that's good. Well, welcome, Dawn.
Good morning.
And where's it going to be? Where's the farmer's market physically going to be now?
It's going to be inside Festival Park.
Okay, inside the hall?
No, in the park.
Oh, in the park.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where you do the Racine concert.
So outside, inside Festival Park. Okay, yes. Good. Okay. So that's going to be nice.
Yes. We should have about 65 vendors for our new farmer's market in that incredible location overlooking the water.
So the local farmers are going to bring their stuff in?
That's what we hope. I hope to have at least 20% be just produce farmers.
Wow. So give me the dates and the times and all that stuff again, because people are going to be calling me. I didn't hear what you said. What was the date and the time?
Oh, go ahead. Well, sure. Our opening day is May 9th of 2026, so that's a Saturday, and it'll run through, I don't have the exact
October,
end date,
yeah,
but it'll run through the final Saturday of October in 2026, so what's that, 24 weeks?
October 24th?
Yeah,
for 24 weeks.
And I can tell you who's going to be my wife. She goes to all the farmers markets.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat vegetables. I'm not a big, but she is. She's huge on vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat peppers and stuff like that, lettuce.
Sure.
But when it gets to the heavy duty stuff, like tomatoes and all that kind of stuff.
Not into it?
No, you know, a quick story. My dad, my mother once put peas on my plate. I'm a little kid, like 9 years old, 8 years old. Put peas on my plate at dinner time by mistake. And she said, let me take that off. My father said, no, he's going to eat them. I said, Dad, I can't eat them. I can't hold him down. He said, well, then you're not leaving the table. They went down to the rec room, watched 2 hours of TV, came back. I was sitting at the table. He said, go to bed. I'm not being rebellious. I will not hold it down if I eat those peas. And my mother just said, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to put them on your plate.
Well, got fresh, out of that one.
Yeah, fresh local produce, especially grown locally, tastes completely different. So
I'm a little older now, so hopefully, but I still haven't eaten peas. If they're in vegetable soup, I'll eat them.
Okay.
But I won't eat a plate of them.
No.
I mean, my parents tried.
Plus,
it
you
didn't
had to
work.
Chase them around with the fork.
You know, they tried all
roll around.
They tried all sorts of things, handcuffs, locking me up, tying me up for the week. They tried. I wouldn't eat them. No, they never did anything like that. Okay, so this is real big news now. This is the first time ever here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working on this for about 6 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is the big announcement of it. We've been kind of hanging on to it until we got everything in place and all the dates. And we've already had conversations with a number of the vendors, and they're excited. So that translates into what's going to be a great event, not only for us at the park, but downtown Racine as a whole, as you know, and Don can speak to, is a food desert. So there's a lot of folks that live downtown that don't have ready access to fresh fruits, vegetables, things like that. So that's something we're looking to remedy.
And you also want, if local farmers want to get involved,
absolutely.
How do they do it?
They can visit RacineFarmersMarket.com. And find my connection and contact me. We'll start applications in the 1st of January. But talking to especially local farmers that maybe aren't at markets, too, we'd love to invite them over.
Think about this. The food you're going to be selling, it's not even grown yet. The seeds aren't even in the ground for it yet.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yet you're going to be grow, you're going to be selling it. And it's not even, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
That's kind of a mind-blowing thing.
I never thought of that.
Well, that's exciting news.
It is exciting.
Yeah, we also got some other big exciting news coming up in just a moment. We're talking to Kevin McDougall from 5K Events and Don Carrillo, who's going to be handling the farmer's market end of this. That's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say that I don't eat all vegetables, but, you know, I eat some.
Yeah.
But, I'm real picky at it. But my wife eats everything. At church, they have on one of the benches in the vestibule area, people bring in all their vegetables they grew in their garden.
Oh, sure.
It's like a farmer's market every week. Mom, I'll take this. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Just going to eat it. But, this is good. You cut it up, you fry it, it's really good. I do like some things, though. Mm-hmm. So I might be stopping by and checking it out.
It's going to be an amazing community thing. Yeah. So
we're talking with Kevin McDougall from 5K Events. He brought a special guest star. Don Carrillo is also with us today. And I'm saying that right?
Yes,
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I don't want you getting angry at me. All right.
You never ask me if you pronounce my name right.
I don't care. I don't care if you're mad at me. I care if she's mad at me.
She's got a cooler hat than I do.
Yeah, she does have a cool hat.
Thank you.
It's got that Annie Hall look on that hat. I like it. Yeah. Okay. Now, one of the big events coming up, St. Nick's Festival of Trees. Now, this has been gone from Festival Hall for how long?
10 years. It's been the first time in 10 years that we've done Festival of Trees.
What made you bring it back?
You know, it was one of the events that when 5K Events assumed stewardship of the Racine Civic Center, there was a handful of events that we had targeted that we wanted to revive and bring back. This was one of them. There's only one on the list that we haven't gotten yet, and we're going to get it. But Festival of Trees was at the top of the list that we wanted to revive. We tried to do it last year, really couldn't pull it together in time, but we are full throttle going forward with this now.
Full throttle. Going ahead with Christmas trees.
That's the Harley Rider.
Now, you have got a huge setup here of things going to happen during the whole Festival of Trees. Let's run through some of them here.
Yeah, we've got over 30 local businesses and organizations that have sponsored trees and wreaths, and it's growing every day. So I expect we'll probably end up in the neighborhood of 40-plus trees and wreaths that people can come see and, try to, buy raffle tickets to win and take them home. In and amongst the, from November 22nd through December 6th, we've just got a great lineup of daily events that are happening for the public to come and enjoy and see the trees and have a little holiday fun.
Okay, let's go through the list here. You got a preview party coming up on November 21st.
Yeah, the preview party is it's for our sponsors and the vendors that have committed to be a part of the event. So that's that Friday night. And, that is, again, it's not really open to the public, but it is for our vendors. So if any of you are listening, make sure you RSVP to me. Kevin@festivalpark.com. Then the following day, the 22nd, is the opening day.
Floodgates open.
Yeah, we hope that folks can really come in and start to see the trees. And one of the mechanisms that we'll have during Festival of Trees is we'll be selling raffle tickets. And people see the individual trees. There's ones that they like, ones that they would like to take home, drop the ticket in the bucket. And then on December 7th, we'll be doing the drawing for people to win the trees. We'll pack the tree up, and really all they got to do is come pick it up. So then each individual sponsor of the trees, the dollars that are generated by their tree, they get to choose the charity that they want to
donate to.
So we thought it'd be a little easier to do it that way as opposed to, choosing one overarching charity. We thought each one of the sponsors could work with someone that's, close to them, something that's important to them to direct those charitable dollars to.
What's kids' Christmas bingo? That
sounds good. Yeah, it's really just what it sounds like. It's presented by VFW Post 1391. And the kids come in and just play a special round of Christmas bingo to win some prizes and just have some general kid-oriented fun.
Jitterbugging.
Yeah, that's something that we've been wanting to do, kind of a big band thing. It'll be Monday, November 24th, where we're just inviting folks to come in and enjoy the music of the era and try your hand at some jitterbug dancing.
Now, Rosebud, B-U-D-S, it's an acronym. What is it for?
Yeah, I was going to try and find out what that stood for. I don't know. So I'm not even going to, try to fake my way through it. But what it is it's a father-daughter dance. So that's another event that took place during Festival of Trees that we wanted to bring back that we'd hear anecdotally that people had great memories of. So this is a father-daughter dance. It is ticketed. And for the tickets for any of these events, go to festivalpark.com and then hit the upcoming events icon and then go to the Festival of Trees entry.
Okay, November 26th, you're prepping for the big Thanksgiving Racine Day.
Yeah, and that is something that I think this is the 15th year that that has happened at Festival Hall. And it is something the entire public is invited to. You know, people that, maybe are disadvantaged. It's not just for them, which, it does focus on that. But, say if, your family is out of town, maybe you're new to the area, you don't really have a place to spend Thanksgiving. This is some place where you can, come and enjoy some of the community.
Okay, then it's Black Friday, and you've got the Festive Follies.
Yeah, that is a night of stand-up comedy, which we're excited about. We've got a great lineup headlined by Chastity Washington, who is I don't think she's teaching anymore, but she had been a Milwaukee teacher, and she broke out and dovetailed into comedy and is tremendous. So, well, we're excited to work with Chastity and her lineup for that event.
Comedian says, I took my 8 kids Christmas shopping. When we got to the store, he said, spread out. They can't watch all of us. Something like that.
Right.
Brunch with Santa. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's Saturday, November 29th.
9th, thanks, rather. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's at inside Festival Hall in amongst a Festival of Trees, and it's really just what it sounds like. Have brunch. Santa will, go around and talk to all the kids and hear what they want for Christmas. And so we're looking forward to that, and that also coincides with our leftover 5K run that we have 5K events has done every year Thanksgiving weekend, the leftover 5K.
November 30th, Arts and Crafts Day. This is all going on at the Festival of Trees, by the way.
Yeah, this is during Festival of Trees. So these are events that are happening to, it's more than just coming down to see the trees, which of course are going to be amazing, but different events that are happening within the Festival of Trees daily events. So, the Arts and Crafts Day, lots of local vendors and artisans will be set up with a lot of their holiday-oriented works.
One of the comedians said, my mother, every time we have Christmas, saves all the bows and ribbons.
Yeah,
like she's waiting for that big Russian embargo of bows and ribbons. She's all set.
Yeah.
A holiday feast coming up on December 1st.
Yeah, this is going to be a great night. Monday, December 1st, it is a catered meal that's going to be presented by Old Madrid. So anybody that has eaten at Old Madrid on 6th Street, it is one of our amazing restaurants here in Racine. Yeah, they do great paella and tapas. So what they're going to do is a kind of a tapas feast focused on different countries of South America, paired with some really fine wines. So this is something that's going to be really amazing. And if you've ever eaten at Old Madrid, you know what you're going to get when you come. So it's going to be top notch.
SC Johnson Day is coming up on December 2nd.
Yeah, that's the day where we're inviting SC Johnson employees to come for their annual holiday staff lunch. So that's something that is really just open to SC Johnson employees, which is a great number of folks in the community.
And they get in with one can of Raid or Glade, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What they got at the employee store.
I still have stuff. Dick Graceffa used to work at SC Johnson. He's our sports announcer for high school football. And he used to work there, and he got me all these cans of room freshener. It smelled like, cookies and everything. And he had like 6 cans. I still have them from like a decade ago. But they do smell good. They got some of the employee store there. Deck the Hall on December 3rd.
Yeah, this is a great night where anybody that has, fond memories of Festival Trees might remember when, whether they themselves or their kids or their grandkids sang at Festival of Trees. So this night, the Case and Park Carolers will be performing at Festival Hall during Festival of Trees.
And on the 4th, we have Christmas Magic.
Yeah, magic show presented by the LaBeouf brothers. If you've ever seen them, they are tremendous. They're gonna blow your mind. A lot of close-up magic that is really incredible. So that's Thursday, December 4th.
And we have a Christmas wine tasting event on December 5th.
Yeah, this is with the Caledonia Conservancy, and this is our second year doing this event. It is also a ticketed event. So it is a wine and beer tasting that is presented by the folks from the Caledonia Conservancy.
And finally, we wrap it up with St. Nicholas Day on December 6th.
Yeah, St. Nicholas Day. It's a traditional day where kids receive small gifts from St. Nicholas. A lot of it is they get like an orange in their shoe and some chocolates and things like that. And so it's really just kind of a fun thing to wrap up festival trees.
And we still have these events coming up, right?
Yes.
The last three there?
Yeah. The Turkey Trot. And then Caledonia Conservancy is there. And then Racine Symphony is going to be at Memorial Hall on December 5th. So that's something that we're really excited about as well. That'll be the return of the Racine Symphony.
19 years ago, I had to host the Racine Symphony concert.
Yeah.
Because Greg Berg he couldn't make it. So they asked if I would do it. So I got my tuxedo out and I hosted the concert. At intermission, the orchestra was told not to leave the stage. And there was a young woman in the audience I brought up on stage, got down on one knee, and proposed in front of everybody.
Look at you.
She was shaking because she didn't know what was going to happen. Luckily, she was nice. She had a nice, beautiful dress on. And the hall, it was a festival hall.
Yeah.
Place was packed. I gave him the ring. And November 4th, we celebrated 19 years.
Oh, good for you.
So that was,
congratulations.
That was all that
fun stuff. But yeah, we're excited to have the Racine Symphony back at Memorial Hall where they belong. So,
okay, let's recap here for people just waking up and tuning in. Dawn Carrillo is here, and she is going to be involved in the farmer's market. It's not today. It's starting in May. So let's talk about that again for people just getting up.
Yeah, we're going to be downtown, starting a new Racine farmer's market on the lake for 24 weeks starting in May. Specializing in fresh produce and fresh made foods, all locally grown and made. And we're really excited. The space is incredible. And we hope to have over 60 vendors every Saturday.
And this is outside, right in the back, right on the lakefront.
Mm-hmm. Live music, children programming, all the things that a great farmer's market will have.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about that in the first part. We didn't mention the music and the games and stuff.
A little something for everybody.
Yeah, great destination market.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And that starts in May.
In May.
Yes, Mother's Day. Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. All right. And obviously we can't sell it now because the food hasn't been grown yet. The seeds aren't even in the ground yet, but they will be eventually.
We're taking reservations.
And we have some great great farms around here. You don't see them in the city, but once you get out to the county, you see all this farmland out there.
Yeah, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee County have some amazing.
We have a little stand we buy at, which now we'll go to the farmer's market, but it's a little stand, and we buy their corn. It is the most delicious corn you have ever. It's sweet corn, and I don't know, it's not the same as buying it at the supermarket for some reason. You buy it fresh from the stands, and it's really good stuff.
Yeah.
And I love that. It's stuck right in my little space in my tooth there, but I love eating it, so that's pretty good. And finally, we got the Festival of Trees kicking off.
Festival of Trees kicks off November 22nd and runs through December 6th. So that's something that, we are very excited about, something we've been looking forward to for a long time and working hard on. So it's going to be an amazing event. And we're lucky to have some great sponsors like Milliger's, Aurora Healthcare, Culver's, the Journal Times. So a lot of great support in and amongst, the 30-plus local companies and organizations that are sponsoring trees and wreaths.
Now, where can somebody see this entire schedule like I have in front of me here?
Yeah, if you go to festivalpark.com and go to the events page at the top, click that, drop down, you'll see current events, and then just click on that.
I thought you were going to say drop dead.
Yeah, drop down.
Okay, so
Festivalpark.com.
Festivalpark.com.
Yep.
Follow the...
Yeah, the events page. You'll see an events button at the top banner there. Click on that. You'll see the drop down where it has current events.
Okay.
And then the full lineup of events will be listed there. And just pick your favorite and click on that. And you'll see all the information. And then, for Festival Trees, the ticketed events, there's a button there that you can buy tickets as well.
Boys, they got the parade coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, the DRC is really working hard on that.
I was just giving out Tooth Decay chocolates the other day to all the kids coming in. We got so much this year. I just had them. I said, take a scoop, a couple of scoops of it, because our son just went out and bought barrel loads of name brand stuff, though.
Oh, the good stuff.
And the kids were just, I said, take as much as you want.
Yeah.
I got to get this out of the house because I don't want to eat it. And all the leftovers I brought here, it's in the lobby.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we had a lot left over. My wife is a guidance counselor at St. Cat's, so she took it all.
I don't want to see it in the house.
Get it out of here.
All right. Well, thank you. And every month, Kevin McDougall is here from 5K Events. And, Dawn, we're going to see you again because as we get closer, and they start putting the seeds in the ground, we got to start talking about it.
Thank you.
At the farmer's market. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks, Don.
I really put you a very happy guy. And
I love being here, Don.
And I see you all summer long, every Sunday night at the...
We have a good time. And that's going to be another great season coming up, starting in July.
And they didn't even write the songs yet that they're going to play.
No.
They haven't been written yet. They're going to write them soon. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.